From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush said today the institution of marriage is being threatened, and he's called for a constitutional amendment to protect it. The president said recent events have created a need for a constitutional ban on gay marriage. He cited recent court rulings in Massachusetts and the awarding of thousands of marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples in San Francisco. Mr. Bush has been under pressure from social conservatives. They want him to lead the fight against same-sex marriage, and they believe a constitutional amendment is crucial. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, the issue is expected to get a lot of attention in this election year.
The president's announcement today was not unexpected. Just last week, he told reporters that he was troubled by what was going on in San Francisco. And for months, he has been critical of Massachusetts' highest court, which ruled last year that gay couples have a right to marry. Speaking this morning in the Roosevelt Room of the White House, Mr. Bush said that cases like these could eventually lead to the overturning of the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as between a man and a woman.
After more than two centuries of American jurisprudence and millennia of human experience, a few judges and local authorities are presuming to change the most fundamental institution of civilization. Their actions have created confusion on an issue that requires clarity.
The president added that the only recourse is a constitutional amendment in order, he said, to prevent the meaning of marriage from being changed forever.
Ages of experience have taught humanity that the commitment of a husband and wife to love and to serve one another promotes the welfare of children and the stability of society.
The president did, however, leave the door open for states to create legal arrangements for same-sex couples other than marriage. His press secretary, Scott McClellan, elaborated at his daily briefing.
That would include hospital visitation rights, it would include insurance benefits, it would include civil unions. We talked about this earlier. The president has made it very clear that he would not have supported it for the state of Texas.
The president's announcement today drew immediate reaction from other elected officials. Iowa's Democratic Governor Tom Vilsack opposes changing the Constitution.
We have a law in Iowa that defines marriage that I think is significant and suitable. I really don't know why we're going through the exercise of a constitutional amendment when we have laws on the books that seem to reflect the values and attitudes of most of the citizens of my state.
Among the president's backers on this is Republican Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader from Tennessee, who says the president's hand may have been forced by events in California.
That, with what is being done by activist judges in Massachusetts, most notably, but around the country, it is very likely that we will act, and that process will begin through hearings here shortly in the United States Senate.
Political analysts say the president's backing of an anti-gay marriage amendment is the kind of move that will energize the most conservative elements of his base in an election year. But he also risks losing votes of some moderates and of a prominent gay organization within his own party, the Log Cabin Republicans. Neither of the two leading Democratic presidential candidates endorses same-sex marriage, but both oppose amending the Constitution to ban it. John Kerry has said he is in favor of civil unions. John Edwards supports extending benefits and other legal rights to same-sex partners. Edwards has also said the issue should be handled state by state, as it is now. Both Kerry and Edwards today criticized President Bush, saying he was playing politics with the issue. The president's endorsement of the gay marriage ban came on the morning following the first major political speech of his reelection campaign. Several recent opinion polls show that as many as 2 out of 3 Americans oppose legalizing gay marriage. But support for a constitutional ban is not nearly as strong, a majority saying the matter should be left to individual states. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.